Welcome to The Midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins in for Norman Gilliland today, and I have a real treat for you. Of course, there's the usual quiz question at 12:30, but I have a special guest in the studio between now and then, soprano Elizabeth Caballero, a singer who is a frequent performer with opera companies around the country and around the globe, for instance. She just sang Mimi in La Boheme at the Metropolitan Opera last month. It is a great pleasure to welcome you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, wow, Mimi on stage at the Met, that must have been just amazing.
That was quite an ordeal. I was hired by the Metropolitan Opera to be a cover or an understudy. And basically my job is if someone gets ill, I get the opportunity to jump in. And that's exactly what happened. Not wishing any ill will on anyone, but it is what my job is,
right.
And that's exactly what I did.
Wow, so you were in front of on stage with the golden curtain and all
Indeed.
Of that.
Indeed. Yeah, that was quite an adventure. I was, it was wonderful just to be on that amazing stage with that beautiful production, that Zeffirelli production, and I was just ready. I was so excited and so looking forward to it, and it really didn't hit me until I went outside to take my bow and I saw the reaction of the audience that I had just sung on the Metropolitan Opera stage.
One of the great roles of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, and one that obviously you've sung many times before.
So, definitely.
Yeah, you were prepared for that. Well, you've been here in Wisconsin many times. You were here with Madison Opera for Opera in the Park and for
yes.
La Traviata, and you've also sung in Milwaukee, you said, with Florentine.
Yes.
And before we get into why you're here this time, I wanted to talk about your background a little bit.
Sure.
You're Cuban-American,
yes.
and you were born and raised in Cuba, and tell us how you got to, no, not born and raised, but born.
I was born in Cuba, and I came here to the States when I was very little. So I was raised here in the United States mostly. Yeah.
And how did you get here to the States?
I came in the 1980 Mario boat lift.
Wow. What was that like? Do you remember it?
I remember very little. I was six, so there are a couple little. I had just turned six. A couple memories here and there. I mostly know more of what my parents have told mm-hmm. me about what happened. I do remember one moment when our you know, that was quite a crazy moment in Cuban and American history, where there were lots of people being put on these boats. For example, my parents said that we were on a 24-foot boat, and there were 19 people on that boat.
Wow!
So we were on the verge of sinking, and I do remember being carried over by the Coast Guard from our boat onto the Coast Guard boat so that we would not sink.
Wow.
So that I do remember. Those little memories, I do pop in my head every once in a while. But I'm always so thankful that I was a child when I went through this, because I had no idea of what was really happening. I was just there for an adventure.
Right. Kids are resilient. And
yes.
Yep, yep. And you made a home in Miami, and you've got all kinds of family and friends there.
Yes.
And, yeah.
That's home for now.
Right.
South Florida.
Good. Well, before we start talking, as I mentioned, about the opera that you're here for, I wanted to give a listen to some of the music that you've recorded. And you have a disc with some music by Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona.
Yes.
And we're going to hear an excerpt from that. Can you tell us which song we're going to hear?
Well, we're going to hear one of my favorite songs that he composed. It's called Dame de tus Rosas, Give Me of Your Flowers.
All right. This is Elizabeth Caballero.
Dame de tus rosas, de tus rosas rojas, de tus rosas blancas, pero aún por su
And the crowd was enjoying that. That was Ernesto Lecuona. What was the name of the
song? Dame de tus rosas. Give me of your flowers. It's basically a woman talking about the garden that she has been taking care of for the very from the very, very, very beginning, flowering them with her tears of joy and sadness.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And you were saying that he's kind of, you think of him as sort of the Cuban Gershwin.
Definitely. He's the, I like to call him that. I love singing Gershwin and I love singing Lecuona, so.
Yeah. And that was from a CD of a recital that you made in 2010.
Yes. Right? Elaine Rinaldi was the pianist. She's the conductor and the general manager of Orchestra Miami, and she does a lovely recital series every once in a while, too.
Nice, nice. Well, we're going to get into the reason that you are in Wisconsin, which is pretty exciting, and that is a production of Florencia en el Amazonas.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is an opera that was written by, well, the music's by Daniel Catan, mm-hmm. and it was commissioned. It's a Spanish-language orchestra, and why don't you tell me a little bit of the background of it?
Well, it was written by Daniel Catan, a Mexican-American composer, and it's one of the very few Spanish operas that we have in the repertoire from the 20th century. It was composed, I believe, in 1996, if I'm correct with the dates, right? For a 20th century piece, it's one of the most popular pieces out there. This season alone, it was done by San Diego Opera recently. Now it's being done in Madison, and it's being done in Florida Grand Opera pretty soon after here. So, and next season it's being done again in Houston, where it was premiered for the third time.
Wow. And so, Seattle has done it.
It was co-commissioned with Seattle as well.
Right.
So it's for a modern opera to be done as much as this, it's very exciting.
And the music is described as lush. And the very first clip that I listened to, I would absolutely agree. It's just gorgeous, and it summons up this whole other world. And it takes place on a boat on the Amazon River. And you are an opera singer playing an opera singer.
Exactly.
Who is incognito. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be recognized. And she's on this boat on the Amazon.
Yes. It's returning to Brazil, Manaus, Brazil. And Florencia is on this boat. No one knows who she is. No one recognizes her ever because she's always in costumes and in wigs. She has a huge fan base. And that this is how the story goes. So she's on this riverboat in search of a long-lost love that she left behind. She has fame, fortune, everything that you can imagine, but there's still an emptiness inside of her that she's searching for. So she's hoping to return to her roots to find that emptiness and, you know,
right.
figure it out.
And that gives ample opportunity for lots of amazing music.
Yes.
Well, let's hear the opening from the opera. It's the opening scene, it's sort of an orchestral intro, and then there's a chorus. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of chorus in this opera, but we'll hear a little bit of a chorus of Vendors on the Dock by the boat, which is called the El Dorado. The opening scene with the choral, the little bit of chorus, the Vendors on the Dock, and you heard all the harp and all of that. So it's a full treatment. And from what I understand, the staging is wonderful. The sets and costumes are all wonderful. Mm-hmm. And have you started those rehearsals yet?
Or? We finally got on the set last night. So that was exciting. We got to experience El Dorado full force. And today we're going to be in costume and wig on the set. And I think some lighting is already going to start. And but the orchestra doesn't come in until tomorrow night.
Right.
So tonight is still piano rehearsal. But the baby's starting to crawl.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Well, we should mention that the production is this Friday night and also Sunday afternoon. It's with Madison Opera and Madison Symphony, and it's going to be a full-fledged production, and it's getting rave reviews. It has, wherever it's been, and as you mentioned, it's already been a repeat for a lot of opera companies.
And well, as you can hear, I mean, I hate to use this term, but it is a 20th century piece, but it's very user friendly, you know, so it's not gonna, you're definitely gonna walk out of the theater whistling something that you heard that evening.
Right, it's melodic.
It's melodic. It's very cinematic even, I would say. Well, Catan did compose for movies and telenovelas and TV and everything. So, it's very easy to listen to and enjoyable, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful, lush. Someone described it as if Puccini and Debussy and Strauss had a baby.
Ooh.
I think so.
That's neat.
That's nice.
That's very appealing, isn't it? Yeah. Well, your role is Florencia, the title role, and we're going to hear another excerpt, which is No Solo Soy Mi Nombre.
That is the first aria that Florencia sings. And I believe this one's sung by Patricia Schumann, right?
Right. And what are the circumstances? What is she singing about?
This is how we get to know who she is and why she is in this mission on El Dorado, and she is in search of Cristobal, her lover. The way I like to think of her is that her first love was the stage and fame and fortune, but the one that really truly touched her was Cristobal, that first young love, that it's never really as good as the first one.
And now that she's had all that fame and fortune,
that doesn't fill that void that she's still searching for.
Right. Let's hear. This is Patricia Schumann singing that first opening aria that Florencia sings. We're listening to the first aria sung by Florencia, and Elizabeth and I were just talking in the meantime and listening to some of those passages. Holy cow! That is not easy singing.
No. But it is very rewarding. It is. It's a hard role, but at the end, it's very rewarding when you do sing it. I love singing this role.
This will be my third
production.
Where did you sing it before?
I debuted in Nashville, and then that Nashville production went to New York City Opera 2 summers ago. And this is my third time, and I'm singing it again next season.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of becoming one of my little
signature
calling
cards. Role for you?
Yeah. Well, and I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just becoming a part of the modern repertoire.
Yes, it is.
It's neat.
And I think I heard yesterday in the talk, they were talking about how it's even becoming part of collegiate repertoire. A lot of the students are starting to learn it and sing it.
Wow.
So, yeah, they just did it in IU not too long ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Terrific to hear that there's contemporary opera being incorporated.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, we've got time for another one. Let's hear the interlude, and would it be Riolobo?
Yes.
Riolobo.
Riolobo. He's somewhat like a demigod, I like to think of him in this piece. He's not quite human. He's human when you see him, but there's something more to him. So, yeah, I like to call him, you know, this demigod. And I think in this moment, he's kind of like saving the boat from being destroyed, because this storm comes in and we almost crash ashore. So he calls on the river and the Amazons in the river to save us. So it's a beautiful moment.
Well, even his name, Riolobo, wouldn't that be River Wolf?
River Wolf, indeed, yeah.
Okay. And The opera is based in part or inspired by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, isn't
yes.
that the magical realism?
Exactly.
Sort of
so that's he's definitely one of the magical realism characters.
Huh. Interesting. Let's hear this interlude and Rio Lobo's invocation. Rio Lobo's invocation. That was Mark Doss singing the role. And Elizabeth, you were mentioning that the river is being depicted by dancers.
Yes, Canopy Dance Company here in Madison are the Amazonas in the river. And they're doing a beautiful job.
Wow, that must be wonderful to see.
Yeah, it's always so great to perform with dancers because I'm always in so much in awe of what they could do with their bodies.
This is really a multimedia production in every sense of that word then, with dance and the costumes. And
well, that's what's so great about opera.
Yeah,
it's everything incorporated.
It is.
Dance, theater, scenery, costumes, the works.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we love it.
Yeah.
Well, it is 12:30, so I have to say goodbye, but I want to say thank you so much.
Thank you for having me,
Elizabeth Caballero, for coming in and sharing this opera with us. We really look forward to it and hope to keep following your career
as it
continues to just do great things.
Thank you.
And the production, again, is Madison Opera. It's this Friday evening at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Overture Center. And you can find information at madisonopera.org or purchase tickets at the Overture Center website. And we have it posted on our website as well at wpr.org. Just click on events.